Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
Good morning, guys, fellas. This morning, today is Friday, June 4th, and it is actually the day of Venus. And I'm going to talk about high maintenance women. I just got finished with my exercise routine. I'm feeling quite great. If anybody ever watched me exercise, they'll be like, "Your Angelic Karma, that is not an exercise routine. That took 15 minutes. That's what it, you know, when it gets down to 5 minutes, that's when I really accomplished something like that, when I can get it all done in 5 minutes. This isn't what I'm going to talk about. I talked about high exercise, and it was quite surprising to people that I didn't have a set time of day that I would do it. Like, usually people do it in the mornings or night. When I was younger, I would go do it in the mornings, then I would do it in the afternoon like that also twice a day. I would have that set time. As I got older, I would just exercise sporadically throughout the day whenever I felt like jumping up and exercising. Whenever I got that feeling to do it, I would just do it like that. So, but now I've kind of toned it down to at least once or twice a day. And it's sporadic, and it started to be in the mornings, and it's at night the way I started off, but when it was scheduled. But in the mornings and at night, I feel the need to exercise, so I just go ahead and do it. And it's not a long time, and I'm doing random things each time, but targeting specific parts of the body like that. So that's what I've been doing. So I decided to go ahead and sit down, come on, and talk to the guys. And it's about high-maintenance women. That's what I was thinking about when I was exercising. I was like, okay. And people have different ideas of what a high-maintenance woman is. I feel there is a difference between a woman that is high maintenance and a woman that has standards. I feel that there's a distinct difference between high maintenance and a woman that has standards. A woman that is high maintenance to me is one that you've never seen her with her makeup off. If we're going to talk about physical appearance and high maintenance, you've never seen her with her makeup off. She has on piles of makeup. It's all about pretenses, things like that. I have high standards. I'm not high maintenance physically. I don't even wear makeup. I talked about this a lot on the podcast. If I'm going to a nice, elegant restaurant, or any day, even without the restaurant, if I'm just at home and I'm dressed every day, I put eyeliner and mascara and some lip gloss. Sometimes I may jazz it up and take it up a notch and put some lipstick on my lips. And that's all I've done all my life. So I'm not high maintenance in that way. But I do like clothing. I like clothing. I've always been a clothing person. I got that from my mother since I was younger. I always shop with her, and throughout the years I've always been dressed very well. But I'm not the person where the face isn't with foundation, the face isn't with blush, the face isn't with all type of eyeshadow. I don't even know how to do any of that. I'm not high maintenance, because I feel that if anything takes a lot of time, is too much time for me. And I care about how I look, but not like that. I don't care. I'm more into, as long as I feel that my body's physically fit and I feel that I have, I'm more into clothing than the lips, than the makeup and the taking time in the mirror. Even with my hair, I've complained about this on the podcast a lot, that usually my hair be up. I don't even spend a lot of time with that, but I'm always looking well put together. But I look at myself as a minimalist as it relates to what most women would be doing, that I classify as high maintenance. I classify high maintenance as whatever takes up a lot of your time like that. And so for me, that would be high maintenance. Now, I'm more of a, if I can't do my face in 5 minutes, because that's usually what it takes. It doesn't take a long time to put on eyeliner and mascara, not the way that I put it on, like that, and lip gloss. And I would be dressed to the nines. I would be focused more on the clothing Then the face, like that. I feel that a little bit of lipstick, a little bit of lip gloss, eyeliner, and mascara is all that it takes for me. That's the way that I feel personally, because that's what I've always done. When I was a teenager, I'm in my late 40s, now I'm 48, I would wear foundation sometimes. after I hit like 18, I was like, no. And it was so easy to say no because I was born and raised in a small town in Georgia. And I didn't leave there until I was 28. I started wearing mascara when I left Georgia and moved to Texas. That's when I was 28 also. It was just eyeliner and lipstick with color when I was in Georgia all those years. So, and then I moved to Mexico and the majority of the women in Mexico don't wear anything on their face and they have such beautiful skin. So I fit well there like that. I fit in well there. Now, so I don't look at myself as high maintenance, but I look at myself as having standards that to some people could be high. And I do talk about the physical body, the physical appearance a lot because that is important to me. I feel that your physical body is related to your health. I thought that was important to everybody. I thought everybody's physical body was important to them. Because that's just related to your health, your physical body is. Now, any additions to the body, makeup, all that other stuff, false nails. I talked about false nails 3 years ago on the podcast. I don't like that either. When I was younger, I would take me and my daughters, we would go get manicures and we would get the false nails. I haven't done that in 20-something years. I haven't done that. Now, but I do have a manicures and pedicures that comes here to my house every couple of weeks or whenever I call her that gives me manicures and pedicures like that. And I also get a massage every week or every 2 weeks. So I guess for some people that could be high maintenance. To me, it's not high maintenance because I don't spend the money on the makeup. I don't care about that. I don't care about how I look in that part. I would mostly invest like money and clothing like that. I more care about the clothing part. So, and after I get a man, that massage, I don't even need a massager every week or every 2 weeks because I have him and I begin a massage three nights a week, by him. So that's going to eliminate that completely, the massage part, when I get him, most definitely. So I don't look at myself as high maintenance. As it relates to my physical body, the thing that I do that takes the most time is maybe taking a bath, because I'll sit back and relax, and I'll be eating usually water-based fruit while I'm in the bathtub, and putting on cream and oil on my body after I take a bath. That's what takes the longest as it relates to me getting ready, and I'll be getting ready for bed. Now, I'm getting ready just to be in the house, lipstick, eyeliner, or lip gloss, usually eyeliner, mascara. If I'm getting ready to go out, lipstick, eyeliner, well, lip gloss, eyeliner, mascara, lipstick, and the clothing like that. And I do whatever to my hair. I usually put it up because I feel it looks best that way, like that. Now, so I don't feel like I'm high maintenance, but I feel that I am a person that has taking care of myself more or less. I could have did more, but I feel that if it takes too much time, I feel that shit, there's too much that needs to be done like that. If it takes up too much time, there's too much that needs to be done. That's how I am with physical appearance. Now, men, do you all like high maintenance women? Do you like the woman that is all made up, you know, when you take off the makeup, she looks like a different person. You know, you go to one of the makeup counters, wherever, down Ronald McDonald is the makeup artist, and he has a line full of people waiting for him to do their makeup. Do you all like that type? That, for me, that's high maintenance. Do you like high maintenance women? I don't look at a woman that shops and likes the finer things in life as high maintenance if she's buying it for herself. I don't look at that as high maintenance. I don't look at that as high maintenance. I look at that as a woman that has good taste like that and isn't into that stuff. But either way, with clothing, for me, I've always stated, because a lot of people would send me emails when I first started the YouTube channel, ask me where I shop from, everywhere and anywhere. I'm not into brands. I'm not that type of fashion person. Do I like clothing? And I've always been, I'm into what I look good in clothing like that. So and dressing what I consider dressing well. But I've always said I'm not into brands. I can't tell you what's in fashion. I can't tell you what's in style. I don't keep up with what the brands are doing. I'm not like that. What sums me up is anything, and that takes a lot of investigating. Anything that takes up a lot of time is too much for me. Investigating brands, knowing what's in season, knowing what's in style, knowing what's coming. Okay, that takes too much. That's too much effort on my part. I'm not into that. I'm shopping and I look at something and I feel like it's going to look good on me. And that's the way that I shop. And I would shop like that and I would have a lot of clothing because I feel like it looks good. Now, the clothing that I get are from specific designers. I like specific designers more than brands. I'm more like the designer, the designer of the clothes like that, more than the branding of the clothes like that. So now that's the way I am. And I usually stay with the same brand because I'm too damn, if it take too much effort to investigate something new, it's too much time for me like that. That's the way, it's too much time. I'm hard pressed to even change the pair of earrings that I'm wearing. I've worn the same pair of earrings for the last 4 years. And when I do change them out, they look like the same earrings. They're just different in size. And they're a pair of diamonds like that. Is, you know, just change them out. I'm like that. So now, let's move on. So what are some signs that a woman is high maintenance? People have different ideas. And what this person states is very interesting. You all have to decide if you agree. From your question, I assume you have a crush on this girl and probably planning to ask her out because a guy asked this question. Now, however, the signs of high maintenance women are, she has got expensive and classy taste when it comes to wardrobe and restaurants and beauty products. Okay, I have expensive taste when it comes to wardrobe and restaurants, but it's not expensive taste by looking at the price tag. It's when I look at it and the price tag could be hidden. My eyes are usually choosing what is expensive. And that's with wardrobe or jewelry. And with restaurants, I like to be where I'm going to feel comfortable and in comfort and like that. So I guess that would be, I don't think that that's high maintenance. Now with beauty products, I'm not high maintenance with that. I even talked about the facial cream that I use. Hell, you could get it. I used to get it from Walgreens for $4. And I've stopped using them because they changed the formula. And that was the face cream that I used since I was a teenager. On up until I got mad about it a couple of weeks ago and I made a podcast about them. Now I don't use anything because I'm too lazy to research anything new. Now, let's go ahead. If it takes a lot of time, I'm not doing it. Number two, she likes splurging on bling often. Bling, no. I feel that bling is, I wear jewelry sporadically, and I try to wear one piece because too much jewelry, because I'm kind of old school now, because too much jewelry can make the look kind of cheap. So, like, sometimes I have jewelry, sometimes I'll wear, but the jewelry that I have will be more for going out. Sometimes I wear a watch, sometimes I wear a bracelet. I try to keep it minimum. Sometimes I wear a ring, but I won't wear them all together. Because I feel that makes the look a little bit, it cheapens the look. A lot of people like wearing 1,000 braces and a watch, all types of rings. To me, that like kind of cheapens the look. I like keeping it simple. If I'm going to wear a necklace, I'll wear a necklace. I won't wear a bracelet or a ring like that. If I'm going to wear a watch, I'll wear a watch and I'll wear a simple bracelet to it. I'll just wear the watch. And then sometimes I'll just wear a ring. I'm more like that. So, number four, this person states, she pays a lot of attention to expensive details. Okay, I don't do that. It depends. Number five, she has no control over the urge for a thing. If she likes it, she wants it anyway. Now, with that, if I like something, I'm going to get it. But I have to really, really like it. I'm the type of shopper, when I go in stores, I swarm around things and I walk away from it. Then I go back to it. And I have to really think about it before I make a purchase because it takes a long time for me to make a decision and make my mind up. So I don't know if that makes a person high maintenance. So she may be talking about an impulsive shopper. Number six, she is extremely well-dressed and well-groomed all the time, no matter where she is, a perfect diva. Now, being well-dressed, I don't know about extremely. I like being well-dressed and well-groomed. I thought everybody did, or most people did. So, number seven, she wants everything to be perfect. In short, a perfectionist. Now, my environment, my home life, I like it to be my type of perfect. So some people may not be perfect because I control what happens here. I'm responsible for what happens here, and I decide what happens here. Now, if I had a partner, we would decide that together, and it would be our type of perfect, which for some people may not be perfect like that. So, and when I go out, I know that I can't control what happens out in the world, so I'm selective about where I go, and for me, that atmosphere will be perfect like that. Now, or my type of perfect, which cannot be perfect for other people. Wherever she goes, guys and admirers follow. Okay. Now, if you meant emotionally demanding by high maintenance, she thinks she's better than others. She usually judges others based on outward appearances. Now, this person also states, in general, dating a high maintenance girl may sound scary to most men, but it's never bad for a woman to know what she wants in life. That's a person with high standards. High maintenance is more about the energy and effort you put into you. Because it's maintenance. Work. High standards for me is something different. Is what you expect from a partner or from life in general. But it's never bad for a woman to know what she wants in life. A perfect high maintenance woman isn't a gold digger. She doesn't date a man only for his wealth or what he can offer her. She just wants a man to have the same lifestyle she's always had. That's standard. Now, another fact, or I could be wrong, another fact in many ways, the idea of high maintenance is subjective. It is. What may seem like high maintenance to one man may seem like nothing to another man who is of similar maintenance. They work out together. They enjoy looking better than average together. And working out is more about your health. It's like, you have to do that. That's not like really an option. All the other pretenses, that's an option as it relates to appearance. If you mean emotionally demanding, you're on your own. I really don't understand those women. On a lighter note, my boyfriend arranged a simple boat ride in the afternoon on my birthday with a simple cake and bouquet. Okay, that would be romantic for me. Simplicity like that, romantically, with a romantic relationship, is very romantic. That would be enough for me with the correct partner. Yeah. I like going out with men, I'm more about being in a secluded place, a private atmosphere that is cozy and comfortable, where we can spend time with one another. That's how I am romantically. I don't want to be in a crowded place with a lot going on around me and him. I want to just be me and him, cozy, comfortable, romantic, candlelit, whatever we're doing. That's what I like romantically. Or being at home in comfort and coziness. And then when we're out doing things that are physical in nature, it can sometimes be in a group environment. I don't have to have people around. I don't need people. I'll prefer the comfortable and coziness of what us being together brings, like that. So he couldn't do much because he didn't get sufficient time, but it was the best that I ever spent with him. I feel that was a lot because it put energy into organizing the boat ride and with the cake and the thought behind it and just you two, instead of saying, well, we're going to have a big birthday party and invite your friends and invite my friends, or we're going to have a big birthday party and we're going to go out here to this restaurant. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on, and you're going to be on one side of the room and I'm going to be on the other side of the room, and it's going to be your birthday. Okay, that would be too much for me like that. It would be too much. I think that going out, like dancing and things like that, yeah, I like that. But the private time is, I want that to be the majority of it. Promising that the extracurricular activity and romantic relationship is going to revolve around hiking and outdoors things, I think that that's more about the man. I feel like maybe, okay, why can't we just, like, us go, and even though that could be fun sometimes, why can't it just be like us doing something that a little bit more cozy, a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more romantic, where it's about us both? On our anniversary, he gifted me a Porsche dress. Because we know we enjoy everything from roadside chai to cappuccino at CCD, from long walks in the rain to long drives, literally everything. We don't know which maintenance category we belong to. I like long drives because I like to ride and sightsee. I like long walks also. I like anything that has to do with what's not taking much energy and effort on my part and what is comfortable. Now, if we're hiking and it's in a very scenic area, maybe we're in a botanical garden and we call that hiking, and a long walk, and it can have hills and trails, but it's scenically beautiful, I like that. If we're talking about hiking and the sun is beating down on us and I'm getting wrinkles and premature aging and aging 2 to 5 years by the minute, and all I'm seeing is rocks and dry land and the sun, I'm not into it. I'm not that type of gal. Invite me to the botanical garden where it's going to be lush and green and beautiful and birds flying around, butterflies, flowers, and call that hiking. And say, well, this is going to take 45 minutes and it's hiking. Okay, then I'm in. Or a bike ride, but that's the scenic. For me, the scenic is important. What I'm looking at while I'm doing it. What I'm getting lost in as I do what I'm doing is very much important. So I might be what maintenance would be, the word you put it to yourself. I might be different. Now, this woman states, Camilla states, high maintenance is when she is focused more on getting fake nails, shopping the latest styles, constantly going to the salon, and how plastic you see her that can't lift anything because she needs men to always help her with everything. Also, conversation would tell you she's just a walking body without a brain attached. LOL. Now, I think people, I'm kind of in agreement with her that women that with a lot of plastic surgery, I even look at plastic blue boobs as high maintenance. A lot of plastic surgery is high maintenance. A lot of lip injections and cheek injections and liposuction on the face. It's high maintenance. That's too, if it takes a lot of work and a lot of time or a lot of pain, I'm not in. I'm not in. Because I feel like that's high maintenance. Like that's too, that's without going outside the bounds of what I'm willing to invest in myself. Like that. And some men, do you all like women that are like that? Or do men feel that? Okay, whatever it takes to keep her looking good, that you're willing for her to do that, even when it's going under the knife. Do you feel that you're getting the authentic woman when the woman is? I feel that, and how some women would say, well, if you with makeup, the no makeup makeup look. There's not a no makeup makeup look. You look like you have on makeup. You may not have on more than as much as you usually wear, but you look like you're wearing makeup. But I think that it's good to have a real no makeup look that is pretty. And that the woman feels comfortable with and is accustomed to seeing herself as. And some women could not be accustomed to seeing themselves without all the pretenses. And me with all the pretenses, I would be uncomfortable because I have to know, I check my health based on how my face is looking. And I like my face to be out and nude so that I can see how I am actually looking. And I'm accustomed to seeing myself. So if myself was covered up, I wouldn't know how it would be. I would feel strange. This woman, Karen, states, a high-maintenance woman is the amount of time it takes for her to get ready to leave the house and how much she annually spends on personal care services and products. I agree with that. Vincent, a guy, states, a woman who expects a man to do everything for her and pay everything for her. Many women who have high standards get confused for high maintenance. They do. That's what I was thinking. High standards and high maintenance is different. The maintenance is what you put into yourself. And I guess what some women would want men to pay for that maintenance that they put into themselves. Standard is something else. Now, Many women who have high standards get confused for high maintenance, but they shouldn't. A man should be able to rise to the standards that a lady wants a man to be, and if he can't, she should find another man. High maintenance, to me, refers to luxury and anything that has to do with money. I want to love and get to know a woman's soul, so being passionate and emotional doesn't fall into that category for me because I'm highly emotional myself. Okay, so I am kind of in agreement with that one, so I'm going to leave it there. Guys, what do you all look at as high maintenance? And we can't say, well, a woman that takes care of her physical body. Okay, that's your health. That's where you're going to be, obviously, take care of your health. That's the important maintenance, because your body and your health. Now, the add-ons and additions to is like, what do you think about that? As I stated, do you all feel that whatever she needs to do, however long it needs to take, as long as it's helping her look better than she was looking than when she woke up, you're in? Is that the way men feel? Or is it that, okay, is it where whatever causes her to feel confident about herself? Like that. Even if it's taking a lot of time, even if it's taking a lot of money, and even if it's all about pretenses and you never get to see the real her. A face smiling back at you, sitting on with you on the couch, that is nude and beautiful and confident that way, and she loves seeing herself that way, is better than a face that has been made up by Ronald McDonald. It's more authentic. That's my opinion. Now, but a lot of men like, I'm sure, some men, we can't speak for all of them, like going out with that woman that looks like it took her a long time to get ready, and it probably did. And then men begin to expect that, and you have to keep it up. And it becomes not about taking care of the true self and what's under the pretenses. It becomes about the pretenses is what people fall in love with. The pretenses are what people expect from you. And that's not the real you. That's something you put on and take off. Like that. So, and I don't want to say, okay, I don't want to ask this question to the guys. Guys, but I'm going to ask it. Do you all feel that you're responsible for that aspect of women and them doing that to attract men or to keep men that they've attracted? Or do you not feel that way? Do you feel that, okay, they're doing it for themselves and it's about their own self-esteem and confidence? Because women will say that they're not putting on the makeup. The pretenses aren't about the man. It's about them and what makes them feel better about themselves and what they feel that they need to look decent. So do you feel that you all have any responsibility? Or do you feel that, their own self-image and what they deem as beautiful is like, that's on them. Because it would be, you know, the word on the street is that men like beautiful women. They like attractive women. Now, so women know that. So women know that. So is it subconsciously doing what they feel men will be attracted to? Or is it them looking at themselves and not feeling themselves completely attractive without this, that, and the other? Because makeup isn't anything new. It's been around forever. People have been putting paint on their face for makeup. So where is it stemming from? And where is it stemming from? I remember a while back, people used to state that foundation premature ages your skin prematurely. I don't know if that's fact. I know that when I put it on, when I have a face full of makeup, it makes me look 20 years older. I feel that I look older. Okay. I feel that it looks good, though, but I feel that it looks older. I like myself better without it. Now, I feel more myself without it. I feel more myself without it. Like that. So, and does the pretenses suggest a modern woman? Because a lot of Southern women, not all of them, but many of them, it would be growing up in the families where the mother wasn't wearing it, nobody was wearing it, and they looked beautiful. And beautiful for real. Like, really beautiful. Their skin was beautiful. They looked youthful. The skin had grown a different layer on top of it that covers anything that would be a sign of aging or imperfection. The skin itself had done that by itself because it had nothing on top of it that would interfere with that. Now, and that's, it looked wholesome. So is that old fashioned? And is the one with the makeup and the plastic surgery, is that new age? Is that what is modern? Because I go to elegant places and I'm still not made up, not on my face with foundation. I have a lipstick, eyeliner, lip gloss, eyeliner, mascara, and I look quite elegant like that and very good. I feel that is more how you're accustomed to seeing yourself. Because a lot of women, sometimes they'll be wearing makeup and it causes them to have dark circles on their eyes. And I feel that that's from the makeup, or it sinks their eyes in. That it makes the eyes look sunken or something. There's something. And they feel that they're put on the makeup to cover the dark circles. I feel that the makeup is called the dark circles. But hell, what do I know? I don't even know. I'm not into makeup. So they could be right. So, men, what do you all think? Or do you not think about it that deeply? Do you think that, okay, if she's made up, it makes her look hot. Stay made up. Do whatever it is you need to do that makes you look better or makes you look good. And the woman has to come more and more and more and more and more and more and more high maintenance with age. Because what the makeup took when she was in her 20s is going to take more in the 30s. What it took in the 30s is going to take more in the 40s. What it took in the 40s is going to take more in the 50s. Or even if it's not about what the men are wanting, how she sees herself and what she sees herself looking good as is going to take more than it took in the 20s. It's going to take more than it took in the 30s. It's going to take more than it took in the 40s. It takes more than it took in the 50s. Like that. So guys, what do you all think about high maintenance women? Do you see a distinction between high maintenance women and a woman with high standards? High standards could be a lot. Also, could a woman is like, I want this, I like this, I like this, I want this. But it could be that she is saying that because she's wanting what matches her and how she is as a person and looking for that match that matches with her. I don't feel that she could say, I want this, I want that, if she's not this and she's not that. To a certain level, like that. That matches the man that she would be with. So, and even with high maintenance and romantically, with men not having to be or maintain themselves, period, but wanting high maintenance women or getting these type of women with the pretenses is like that. And then as somebody wrote, it's about some people is the standard and both of them are exercised and both of them are taking care of how they look. And then both of them have a specific standard that goes along with their specific personal maintenance. That isn't over the top. And I've noticed with women that are into exercising, I'm not a woman that's into exercise. I already told you how I exercise. I'm not that woman. Women that are really into exercise, they have a very simple life. Like the ones that I've noticed, some of them could not. Like, okay, they'll be into their body be physically fit, but then everything else, their clothing is like very simple, like that. The makeup is like very simple, but there'll be the energy, the maintenance is into the physical body and the health. I've spread mine around a little bit into everything, but I don't get too deep into anything. Cause I feel that, as I stated, if it takes too much, it's too much for me. If it takes too much effort physically, if it takes too much effort mentally, it's too much for me. I really just spread it around a little bit where I hit every area. A little bit, not going too deep. I don't want to take too much time like that. And I'm comfortable with that, and I like it, and I like the result that it's brought me at almost 50. Even though I look back and say, I could have did things better like that. Some things I could have did better. Some things I could have did a little bit better. But I feel that I'm able to correct those things now. And tweak those things now like that. And that's me looking at myself and looking at certain details of, okay, I could have did this a little bit better. Now I'm older and I know what I should have done. So let me go ahead and do that like that. But it still doesn't take up too much time. It still doesn't take up too much effort. It still doesn't take up too much energy. That I like keeping it simple for real. Like really keeping it simple. So men, what do you think about high maintenance women? What do you think about women that have high standards? It's customary for women to have a high maintenance or their pretenses of their appearance. I think it's new for men, the women that have the standards. What do you all think?